Joining me by phone this morning, I'm speaking with the CEO of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative. Mel Coleman joins me on the line. Mel, we haven't spoken since last evening. What's the update this morning for local residents on power restoration?
Well, Sammy, it was about this time yesterday that we saw the damage that had been done. And in the last 24 hours, we've made good progress. At one point, we were over 20,000 members that were out of power. This morning's update, we are down to 7,500. Our District 1, which is everything that is west of Lake Norfolk, still has approximately 6,000 members out of power. And that was the area that was hardest hit. As we talked about yesterday, the tornado came across from Marion County and took a swipe through Baxter County, over into Salem, and then actually over into Sharp County. So those are the hardest hit areas. The damage that we've seen there and that I saw yesterday morning when you and I talked about this time is extensive. We have to date found around 175 broken poles. That's kind of rare. I mean, we see that kind of thing in ice storms and tornadoes. We don't typically see that, but we've got a lot of broken poles. We're anticipating still that it's going to take through the remainder of this week to get everyone back on. Now, that's not going to be everybody. We expect to have a good day today restoring power as well.
Any estimates on how much those numbers could change by the end of today?
You know, I really don't. In some of the areas that weren't hit by the tornado, of course, I might add, too, after the tornado came through, we had straight-line winds in excess of 70 miles an hour. That's what got everybody outside of the tornado path. Obviously, I think the closer someone is to a substation, the less vegetation, trees that they have in their area. You know, maybe the quicker they'll get back on. The rural areas were hardest hit, and they're also the hardest to get to. It took us a good part of yesterday to get into some areas. So it is, you know, a destruction zone in some of those areas, and trees are thrown all over the place. You know, again, we talked, I think, at noon yesterday, Sammy, that there were some roads we couldn't even get in on. So it's just going to be a process, and our guys are doing and ladies are doing all they can do. We have had an additional 15 crews that have joined us from other states. We've got five more coming in today, and they help us a lot. When other folks have trouble, we go help them. When we have trouble like this with the tornado, they come help us. So we've got a lot of boots on the ground, got a lot of folks working, and restoration is continuing as we speak.
Mel, you mentioned 175 approximate poles being broken. Do you start to run into things like even just having the backup supplies to replace those?
We could, but we haven't. We've got plenty of supplies. We keep supplies on the ground. Supply chain is not an issue for us right now. We keep plenty of supplies on the ground, plenty of poles on the ground. Actually, all the way from Ash Flat to Mountain Home, we have plenty of poles, supplies, transformers, anything that we would need for an issue like this. We've got that in stock and on the ground.